V'alkein koirin Rus b'Shavuos. This is why we read Sefer Rus on Shavuos. Shemaschil vayhi bimei shvoit hashoiftim. It was during the time that judges were judging. That's the literal translation. The Gemara darshins sheshoftu es hashoiftim. That you want to know when all the, it says over there, and there was a famine that broke out. You know what caused the famine to break out? Vayhi bimei shvoit hashoiftim. When the people decided to judge the judges, that's when all nonsense broke loose. You understand? Vayhi bimei shvoit hashoiftim. It was when they judged the judges. Shehu pegam hamishpot. This is the concept of pegam hamishpot, where Chas v'Shalom, you know, the judges were religious at the time, and the people thought they knew better, they knew more. Umesayim. That's how Rus begins. It begins talking about pegam hamishpot. Umesayim, and the Sefer Rus concludes beleidas David Moshiach, talking about the birth of Moshiach, David Hamelech. Shehu ikar tikkun hamishpot. And we've learned throughout this halacha that Moshiach is the symbol of Tikkun HaMishpot. Shezeh tzrichin lahamshech b'shavuos. This is what a Jew has to draw upon himself on the holiday of Shavuos. Shezeh b'china shtei alechem sheboi mechometz daika kanal. This is why the special korban that was brought on Shavuos, the two breads, they used the dafka chometz, not matzah. V'hakoyl ho yaidei b'chinas geirei tzedek shehirus. And Moshiach came to be from a ger, and a ger is called ger tzedek. The whole concept of tzedek is an union of malchus, tzedek lavoshti, tzedek is an union of mishpot, righteousness, justice, tzedek, tzedek tirdoif, which is all tied into this concept of tikkun hamishpot. V'orpo nisrachko. Rus came close to Klal Yisrael, and Orpo left. B'chinas hagerim shetzrichem larachik. Orpo symbolizes those goyim who we have to bedafka push away. Shehim b'chinas Esav v'Yishmoel. They represent the klipos of Esav v'Yishmoel. Shezeh ikr tikkun hamishpot. The main tikkun hamishpot is when you're able to take the good from within the bad and clean it out and bring it into Klal Yisrael, and to take the bad of the bad and get rid of it. Umayon mi beis Hashem yetze, a stream flows from the house of Hashem, v'hishko es nachal hashitim, and it would water the stream of shitim. This is talking about a stream that flowed from the beis hamikdosh. Mitchilo doime kegane chagovim. It says that when the water trickled out of the beis hamikdosh, in the beginning it was so thin a trickle, it was like the antennas of grasshoppers. How thin that is. That's how thin this water trickled out of the Beis HaMikdosh. From a certain place underneath the Beis HaMikdosh, there was this stream that flowed. And it started out like that, and then it widened and widened and widened and emptied into this Nachal HaShitim. When it uses this terminology, Bebechinas Mayim Amukim Eitzah, this is hinting, alluding to the deep waters from which advice comes from. There's a pasuk, Mayim Amukim Eitzah Belevish, V'yachakach Mizgaber, and it says that afterwards the water got wider and wider until it flowed like a river. Ad Shenistakein HaMishpot. That thin little trace of water, and then widening and widening and becoming a wide thing, symbolizes the concept of Tikkun HaMishpot, which starts out with Eitzah, with an Eitzah, a hidden little Eitzah, and then it widens out into a shlemus of Tikkun HaMishpot, vayogel kamayim mishpot. Because the water the pasuk says that the justice flowed like water. So we see this concept of flowing waters represents Tikkun HaMishpot. Shehu tikkun maise shitim, k'may shem razal. And the Gemara says over there that that water was the tikkun for the act of adultery that the Jews committed during the time of Bilam, when Bilam got them to meet with the daughters of Midian and Moav. That was all. That place was called Shittim. So this water trickled out of the Beis HaMikdosh and flowed into this place called Nachal HaShittim and made a tikkun for that place.